God's gift of family. A child came to his father and asked him a question. Dad, how were people born? So his father thought a moment and replied, You see, son, Adam and Eve had children. When their children grew up and became adults and had children of their own, and so on. The child seemed to understand, but not quite satisfied. He followed up with the same question to his mother. When asked the question, the boy's mother replied, Well, we're all from monkeys, and we evolved until we are like we are today. The child immediately ran back to his father and said, You lied to me. His father quickly corrected the boy and said, No, your mom was talking about her side of the family. Today, we celebrate and commemorate the Holy Family. The family that raised, watched over, and instilled in Jesus the importance of what a supportive group of loved ones can accomplish and what it means to each of us. St. Luke tells us a rather unique story about family. Our gospel today is often referred to as the presentation of the Lord, or simply the presentation. While still an infant, Jesus is taken to the temple by his parents. There, they meet up with two people that we know very little about other than the story itself. It talks about the righteous and devout Simeon and the prophetess Anna. In this way and in many others, Luke shows the importance of family, especially the role that women play in our Lord's life. Simeon's canticle begins with the words, Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace. The promise of Simeon that he would not see death until he had seen the Messiah of the Lord was fulfilled during the presentation. Simeon exits the gospel, but not before uttering the final prophecy to Mary. In this way, Luke highlights the role of Mary and the importance she plays in Jesus' family, the church. Luke's gospel, more than any others, focuses on Mary. From the Annunciation to the Nativity, the Presentation, Jesus' earthly ministry, in the days following his Ascension, and also Pentecost. Mary's role is prominent through Luke's gospel. Immediately after Simeon exits the scene, the 84-year-old prophetess Anna steps to the forefront. Her worship is punctuated by fasting and prayer, much like the early Christians will hear about in the Acts of the Apostles. She gives thanks to God and speaks about the child, foreshadowing again the lives of the early Christians. It is significant that Luke includes this story of the prophetess. How many women prophets do we recall in the Old Testament? We often hear of Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, yet with Luke, not even Simeon is called a prophet. Instead, Anna is foreshadowed to show the equality that women should enjoy in the ideal Christian family and Christian life. Finally, the gospel reading concludes with some fairly vague-sounding words. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. How many of us imagine Jesus as a toddler or as a young boy? Would he have asked questions? Would he have to learn customs and beliefs? Certainly, Jesus was fully human. To be so meant he had to learn, he had to struggle, and he had to be guided. He grew and became strong. He reached maturity. He was not a divine puppet on the human stage, but he was a real human being, born into a family and raised to adulthood. He belonged to a family that included grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and neighbors. This gospel story, unique to Luke, reminds us of the equality of women and men and the relationship of the family. But it shows the importance of the human family as the true place for God's favor. Every good family strives for continued growth and fidelity to God and one another. Each time we let go of one attitude, habit, or annoying behavior, we grow into a newer and deeper relationship with those around us, The family is stronger, and so are we for it. St. Teresa of Calcutta once said, "What can you do to promote world peace? Go home and love your family." Now, this is sometimes easier said than done. Marjorie Hinckley adds, "Home is where you are loved the most and act the worst." With both of these extremes to family relationships, no wonder being a member of a family is exhausting at times. To survive these tough expectations, we need to experience God in our family. Our experience of divine presence, obedience, and growing in wisdom unfolds first and foremost in our family life. The joys, challenges, and pains of family life are all opportunities to look for and find Jesus. When we run headfirst into challenges, it takes a lot of virtue and patience to make it through those hard times. We do our best to try to be kind, knowing that we cannot single-handedly change things in the world around us. We need to understand that Jesus is longing to guide us through our family arguments, our family issues, and our family relationships. Jesus understands our heart and our soul better than anyone ever will. He knows our longings before we do, and he gives us the grace to mend broken relationships and build everlasting bonds with our family and friends. Jesus was part of an extended family that was probably no different than our families today. Family life is the heart of faith, and for so many of us, including Jesus himself. It is the family where we first experience unconditional love. This experience then becomes one image or model upon which we imagine God's love. For this reason, but not only for this reason, the experience of family is sacred. After the experience in the temple, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph returned home and lived as a family. They did not live in the temple. Instead, it was the daily routine of living in a small town, away from the activity of Jerusalem, that Jesus grew and became strong with God's favor upon him. Today's Feast of the Holy Family reminds us that being a family is a journey of changes and challenges, and that it is the love of spouses and parents, children, brothers and sisters that enables us to negotiate and survive those changes, to confront and conquer those challenges. Our belonging to a family means that we reflect for one another the selfless, limitless, and unconditional love of Christ, both in good times and in bad. The Holy Family is a model for our own families as we struggle together to adapt and change and to deal with the many tensions and crises that threaten the stability, peace, and unity that are the joys of being a member of our families. We should never take for granted the gift of family that we each have. We should never forget that God uses family as the pillar and backbone for each of us to grow in. Thank God for this true example and gift of his infinite love.